day, listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and let me introduce myself. I am your host, Taylor McClure. Earlier last week, the municipality of Sutton celebrated the creation of its first urban mural known as Le Spot. The urban mural in Sutton is a part of a cultural mediation project launched by the town of Sutton, known as The Wall. For the first edition of its cultural mediation project, the town collaborated with Maison des Jeunes de Sutton to create an urban mural with the youth that reflected specific messages and values that they wanted to communicate with the public. CIDI had the chance to speak with Marie-Claude Plaus, cultural officer for the town of Sutton, about the municipality's cultural mediation project, the completion of the first urban mural, and future plans for cultural mediation opportunities in Sutton.
Marie-Claude, thank you so much for inviting CIDI down here to Sutton to celebrate the launch of its first urban mural called Le Spot. Thank you so much for your time and for the invitation. It's really appreciated.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, Marie-Claude, before we get into talking about this mural a little bit more, I just wanted to start off by asking you how this whole project and the idea to do this mural came to life. Where did this all begin?
That's a good question. At the fall to 2022, the town decided to do the cultural mediation project because we wanted the citizen, the resident of all ages. We started with young, but of all ages, to be able to enter in contact with a professional artist to create something that would be, would embellish actually the town. So, and we choose to work with urban art, street art, actually, because it's pretty popular right now, and we really wanted to act on that, the fact that it could be anywhere on a real wall, or either like this mural is on a wall that we're gonna install in the park in front of the Centre Communautaire John Sleet. So it could be everywhere, and we like to embellish, and as I said, to be able to give to the resident, actually, they're part of embellishing the town with their art.
So it was really just to provide citizens with the opportunity to be creative and to add their own creativity to the municipality.
Yes, exactly.
Why did you want to do something like this for the municipality? Was there a need for this? Was there a specific goal behind this project? You were working with some youth here, from my understanding. So was there a specific goal with working with youth on this project?
After the pandemic, I guess the youth were really, it was really hard for them to be isolated. And I've talked about that with Gwen. Actually, the project started with Gwen Badam, which was the director of La Maison des Jeunes. And we really wanted to work with them to make them do something that they never did, like paint, to be able to send a message to the population also. And street art is a way to tell stuff to people in an easy way without words. So it's also why we choose to work with La Maison des Jeunes, Gwen, and with the youth of Sutton. And for La Maison des Jeunes also, it's a project where they can express themselves, be there. Maybe other young will gonna be, oh, I'm gonna go to La Maison des Jeunes. It seems really cool. So either way, it was, yes, for the organist, mm-hmm. La Maison des Jeunes, and for the young people.
I'm really curious, you know, you found an artist, his name is Boris. How did you come across Boris, and why did you choose Boris exactly to oversee this project?
At first, I did a research in the Répertoire Culture Éducation.
Yeah.
I guess it's from the Ministère de la Culture. And I was looking for someone who's coming from Sutton or around Sutton, and I couldn't really find anybody. So I extended my research through Montreal, and actually I just looked for mural artists, and I really wanted to work with someone who had already an experience with the youth. Because
yes.
It's not any artist that can work with that clientele. It can be really hard to work with youth. So that was another criteria for me. And then I saw Boris' profile, and I was like, oh, I like his art. It's really simple. It's really colorful. I know that the young are going to like his style. And he has a lot of experience with médiation culturelle. So it was easy choice for us. And even if he's living in Montreal, he's at first from Sherbrooke, So it's a, and he's, he did some mural in Sherbrooke. So he's not from Sutton, but he's from the area. Yeah. So we were really lucky to have him.
You found a local connection. He has a local connection to the area. And you were mentioning a little bit how you kind of hope to see, you know, this project expand and hopefully grow moving forward. So I didn't know if maybe you wanted to comment on that and what you hope to see next now that you have the first urban mural completed.
As I said, the cultural mediation project, which is called Le Mur, the wall, this art called Le Spot is the first piece of art that we did, the first edition. And we would like to do one mural, yes, yeah, by year. And as it's the first time, we learned a lot of stuff about the material, about the way to work with La Maison des Jeunes and the town. I mean, each has their way to do stuff. So it's to be able to communicate. And we learned a lot. And just as it's not a real wall, I had to make a research for the material and everything. So we've learned a lot of stuff. So we'd like to do another edition with La Maison des Jeunes. And in the future, I really would like to do it with seniors. I'd like to work with other organisms, maybe the primary school of Sutton also, to be able to work with everybody, young, senior, adult. So it's what I would like to do. So I hope we're going to be able to have a mini edition, one next year, one the other year. Let's go to 2027 or 28. We're working on our cultural policy right now.
Okay.
And we'd like to maybe add an action in médiation culturelle because it's so important. And it's a good way for them to have access to art, to talk with a real artist. Maybe it's going to inspire them to be an artist, mm-hmm, or to be creative or to learn anything else. And it's also a way to tell stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope it's not the last.
So now that this mural is completed, perhaps you'd like to tell our listeners a little bit about where this mural will be going and where they can go and see it if ever they're interested in taking a look.
Yes, we looked for a place that was accessible to everybody. At first, we thought about the Parc Goyette Hill, mm-hmm, and we were like, it's the only one, we're not sure. So at the end, the mural is going to be held in the Parc du Centre Communautaire John Sleet, and next to the Place Roseanne Cohen, which is the pétanque field.
Yeah.
And it's also, we chose that place also because Le Spot is in the Centre John Sleet. So for us, it was also a way to thank the youth and the organism. And so when the participant or the other person who goes to La Maison des Jeunes, we're going to be able to see the mural each day they're going there. And it's next to the gas station too. So I hope, and it's big, it's, mm-hmm, 8 feet by 8 feet. So I hope that people are going to be intrigued by that colorful thing that's going to be there. So, yeah. And it's central, so it's the place we choose.
Great. And yes, that's something that I didn't mention, but from my understanding, the mural is named after the Maison des Jeunes, which is known as Le Spot.
Yes, and they choose everything. They choose the subject, they choose what they wanted to represent, which is the value of Gwen Badam, who was the last director of La Maison des Jeunes, as I said earlier. And we're also happy that the youth were agreed that we can commemorate Gwen Badam through that mural. And for her, Le Spot was the place where she was at home. Mm-hmm. So that's also the reason why they called it The Spot.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Marie-Claude, for chatting with CIDI about this project. Please feel free to mention anything else that maybe I didn't bring up in my questions that you would like the community to know about or to be aware of.
I think we talked about everything, but thank you for having me. Thank you for talking about this. I think it's really important to tell people that we're doing that and we hope to do more. And go to the Parc du Centre Culturel et Communautaire John Sleet to see The Spot, the piece of art that we did.
Well, thank you so much again, Marie-Claude.
We also had the chance to speak with professional mural artist Boris Biberdich about his involvement in creating the mural, and the role that cultural mediation plays within communities.
Boris, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI about the town of Sutton's new urban mural, the first, and you are, of course, the artist behind this mural. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Glad to be here. I'm originally from Sherbrooke, so just coming back in within the area is pretty awesome. Sutton, I've passed by, never been, you know, inside the town, hanging out and making projects together. So it's awesome to have, you know, this opportunity and to be the first person with Médiation Culturelle, doing it with a kid from the spot, Maison des Jeunes.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, you worked on the project with children that attend the Maison des Jeunes here in Sutton. And I just wanted to start off by asking you maybe to just introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners as an artist and just a little bit about your style and your experience with street art and mural art here in the Eastern Townships and elsewhere.
It's been a long road. I started doing graffiti, basically, around Sherbrooke, doing public art. Always wanted to do public art, being okay, it's just too boring and nothing happening. I just want to see art outside. That was my the whole goal behind it. Then went to school to Montreal, came, studied graphic design, and like just married the graphic design and communication with the arts that I loved and I practiced during my off time. Once that got together, I take my inspiration also from like modern art a lot. So it's basically, it's a lot of deconstructing stuff, a lot about geometry, colors, composition, simplifying things. So like over the years, it's become more and more about people and what a group of people does, basically what you know, what they're all about, representing them and basically kind of communicating that in like in a way, but also making things kind of abstract. So like just having fun with the shapes and colors, basically, and making things more accessible, I guess. Yeah. So that's where I'm at now. It's been a long road. It's been, you know what I mean, lots of experimenting. But I would say what shaped my style really is graphic design school. That mixed in with, yeah, like the street art stuff that I naturally leaned towards. Basically, finding new ways to represent things instead of just taking a picture and just reproducing the picture. So it's imagination, basically, is what I'm getting at here.
That definitely comes out in this mural here. And so I just wanted to ask you, when the town of Sutton reached out to you, why did you decide to take on this project? You know, why did you hop on board with this and decide to work with the youth here in Sutton to bring this mural to life?
I just love like meeting new people, doing projects, traveling. So like I live in Montreal now, but honestly, I love being all over the place. I've traveled north, east, west. So like the more I see you know what I mean? It's not often that I get, let's, you know, drive to Sutton and, you know, see what's up over there. So having that is really like a blessing, because then I'd be like, if next time I travel in the Eastern Townships, I'm like, oh yeah, I've been there. You know what I mean? I've met the people there and like see what those people are all about. So that's what it is for me, basically. And I've worked with so many like youth groups, and I do a lot of like I paint with kids in high schools, paint with them. It's the same kind of, you know, workshop that we had here. Every time is new, basically. Every time there's something that catches my, let me do that, let me do this, let me do that. So, yeah.
Great. And now maybe we can get into the mural a little bit. Maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about what's on the mural and what kind of message you're trying to send here with the painting that you did with the youth at the Maison des Jeunes.
How I usually work is like I talk with the people that are involved, and then I ask them, like, what are you guys about? What do you want to say with this mural? So I'm here to help. I'm here to facilitate things while adding my, you know, special touch. That's what it is. Basically, we brainstormed about what do they want to see in a mural there. So basically, the kids were pretty adamant about having Gwen. She's sadly passed away recently, so that was a commemorative piece as well. So that was also super important to do. Also incorporating things like staying together, friends, having new friends at the Maison des Jeunes, the pool table. They were pretty stoked about the pool table. So I'm like, yeah, we got to have that in. So I basically chose elements from the talk we had. I also presented my work, so they knew where I was going with it. So basically, yeah, we just like brainstormed and saw what visuals could pop up. After that, well, we like, I back at my place, I just reread everything, sketched out some stuff, and came up with the one or two proposal. And finally this one was chosen, which was basically like a group of people hanging out, playing pool together. Pretty simple, but in a stylish way, I'd say. That's also kind of easily recognizable because it's graphic, it's basic geometric shapes, funky shapes, colors, and also involving Gwen, of course, who was a huge part in their lives. So it was also cool for me to do that, really, like place someone in there without being like too cheesy or just doing a portrait of that person. It's just like a nice little clin d'œil, I guess.
Great. And so essentially the mural is reflective of what goes on at the Maison des Jeunes and in the daily lives of the children that are there, essentially. And I keep hearing this term, cultural mediation. You've mentioned it, Marie-Claude mentioned it. And so I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that. And why do you think it's so important for cultural mediation to be incorporated in our daily lives and the role that it plays in our communities?
Another good question. So this one, basically, it's something that has been rarely talked about, but now it's really surfacing more and more. I was kind of always in it just because it's part of being a muralist also, and having your works in public is also like having this contact with the people that are not necessarily artists, or basically cultural mediation is really having a contact with the artists. So everybody who wants to have access to a cultural event or whatever, they can now. It's more encouraged. It's basically people that haven't done it just make contact with the artist, and the artist kind of shares what they're about, either through discussion, either through workshops, or in my case it was a collaborative painting with the kids. So I have been able to show my work to them, talk about what I do, what my days are like, and then like what the art that inspires me. And once they kind of know that, and once we discuss about the subject that we're tackling, then like they see the type of stuff, they actually see the finished product of what I'm trying to do, and based on their thoughts and ideas. In that sense, it was like a collaboration between us. So like I wouldn't be able to do the same kind of visual piece just by myself, because I wouldn't have their input. So they facilitated, really, and vice versa, because I gave them a couple of techniques, what to do, what not to do. So it was basically a lot of back and forth for them. It was, I remember, like, basically as a kid in high school, I remember there was a guy who came in like from discussing movies. So it was a Star Wars like documentary, basically like talking to us. Okay, well, the spaceships back in the day, this is how they made them. It was like, you know what I mean, like the design aspect of it, and it really stuck with me like all these years later. So that's what I find cool about it, is basically whether you want it or not, it kind of sticks to you, and then like the years later, you're still kind of, oh wow, you know, I remember doing this. You know, there was this guy, this muralist guy who came, and, you know, I'm sure these kids will probably remember it for a long time. So that's what it's about.
Yeah. So even if you don't want to be a painter, at least it provides people with the opportunity to discover painting. And if they don't want to, they don't want to, but at least it gives them the opportunity to discover.
It's about discovery. It's about just learning new stuff and be like, okay, yeah, I want to do this, or I want to pursue it, or maybe it's not for me. But, you know, just as in everything in life, I think you gotta, you know, find it on your own and find out what it's about to make a informed decision whether or not to pursue it.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Boris, but please feel free to mention anything else that maybe I didn't bring up in my questions that you would like people to be aware of regarding this mural project.
Huge thanks to Sutton, every collaborator that's, you know, that's been, the town's been really great, helped out. I just want to like also just talk about like art in general and public art. It's just great to like just open your eyes to new things that are out of the ordinary. It's kind of harder to find maybe in smaller areas, but it can be either not necessarily murals. It could be just something that's out of the ordinary. Like I encourage people to look at perception and how, you know, perceiving something, like if you're sad, if you're angry, if you're, you know, going or, you know, around the block, there's always something kind of new to discover. Just, you know, it's about perception and how you feel that day. Every day can be really different. That's what I encourage people to like, to see, like life every day is super different, can be super different if you wanted to. So that's why I encourage the most, really. And imagination and creativity, of course, it's, It's just a way of traveling without really paying a lot of money for it, which is great. So I encourage everybody to do more art and get creative, I guess. Thanks, Taylor.
I love that. Traveling without paying for anything. Thank you so much again, Boris. I appreciate it.
And lastly, we spoke with Arnaud Perrin, one of the youth from the Maison des Jeunes that contributed to the project, about his experience working on the urban mural.
Arnaud, we're here to celebrate your new mural that you worked on with a couple of your friends at the Maison des Jeunes. And so I really just wanted to hear more about the project a little bit from you, and perhaps what your favorite part was about working on this project with your friends at the Maison des Jeunes.
The project was inspired by the tragical death of Gwen Bradham, and we wanted to honor her through the mural. So yeah, I think it was, well, the meetings, because I like the meetings because everybody talk and there's a bunch of ideas, and it's a very great time to just socialize and have some fun with friends.
Definitely. And would you like to talk a little bit about the mural and what you painted and why you painted what you painted?
Yeah, sure. Boris, the artist, did pretty much all of the outlines of the mural. Yeah, so we just had to paint a couple of areas, and I painted one shirt and a dress. So yeah, and that's why I didn't ask to paint a specific area. I just wanted to do the work. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And do you hope that you are able to do other projects like this in the future at the Maison des Jeunes?
Of course, I'm in the youth comedy president, so I think I might have some other opportunities to do some other projects, and I really be honored to do other projects. Yep.
And did you ever do art before you did this mural? Or was this like a new experience for you?
Yes. I never paint before. So that was like I tried some new things. And I think it went pretty well.
Well, thank you so much, Arnaud, for chatting with us. Please feel free to talk about anything else about the mural that you want to mention to people.
I just want to say goodbye to Gwen. She was somebody... very honest, she was respectful, she was a very positive leader, and I just wanted to say rest in peace to her.
That was beautiful, Arnaud. Thank you so much again for talking with us, and I hope to chat with you again soon.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. We hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Mary Cloak, Cultural Officer for the Town of Sutton, Boris, Professional Mural Artist, and Arnaud from the Maison des Jeunes. We hope that you enjoyed the conversation, and that you'll tune in for tomorrow's episode. Bye for now. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.